Many people have asked me how to deal with OCD. OCD, like any other mental problem or emotional problem or health problem, it all originates from a spiritual deficiency in the soul. Anything that we're lacking in this world, whether it's health-wise or mental, it means that the soul is lacking something, that it manifests into the body with some type of a syndrome or a deficiency or any other problem. So the main way of treating OCD is to trying to go to the roots where the problem is originating from. Now, unfortunately, there's not one straight answer how to deal with OCD, because OCD can come from many different places. First, it's important to understand that the problem originates from the soul, not from the body or the mind, like doctors will say. Doctors will say that the OCD is coming from some type of a chemical imbalance in the brain or any other disorder that will cause the person to be OCD. The truth is that it's coming from a spiritual place. Anything that we suffer in this world, even a disease, and a health and emotional and mental problem, it's all coming from the soul. So that's the first thing to recognize, is that the problem is spiritual and not mental. Now, to come with one answer, there's no one straight answer, because each person deals with things completely different. It is very recommended that people who suffer from OCD, that they have to look at certain things and be very strict about them. The main thing is the kosher diet, because the teachings of Kabbalah teach us that any food that is not kosher will make the nefesh, the lowest part of the soul, it will make it not balanced. This is what's called timtum hasechel. Timtum means that there's no balance. So the soul is not balanced, because we know that the food that we eat gets digested in our digesting system and becomes blood. And then what we eat is in our blood. The nefesh, the place where the nefesh is dwelling, is in the blood. So anything that I would eat and becomes part of my blood will directly affect my nefesh. So the first and most important thing is to observe the kosher diet. And a lot of people, they already observe the kosher diet, but not to a very extreme, or not to the most perfect way to do it. So, and a lot of people think that they keep kosher, and they actually don't really keep kosher, because they're not really particular about separating the utensils, the meat and the dairy, and they're not real particular about the amount of time that one has to wait between meat and dairy, and they don't check for bugs when it comes to vegetables, and they're not particular with all the rules. Especially one of the main problems we have in our generation is the kosher of meat. A lot of meat might say it's kosher, but it's not really kosher. Only because the level of the strictness in the slaughtering is not a high level of strictness, therefore it makes the meat not kosher. There's a lot of levels in kosher. So if a person is not keeping kosher at all, then that's the first thing one needs to do. If a person already is keeping kosher, then he needs to refine it. And refining it is being extremely strict with the separation of meat and dairy, extremely strict with the type of meat that comes into the body, extremely strict with things like Chalav Israel, which a lot of people are very lenient with Chalav Israel. But I personally saw many cases of people with OCD that became very strict specifically with Chalav Israel, and it reduced the problem. It doesn't necessarily will heal the problem, but it reduces it. Again, the teachings of Kabbalah based on the teachings of the Arizal, and he says that Chalav Akum, meaning anything that is not Chalav Israel, directly affects the brain and makes the brain not balanced, meaning that the person is not focused, which can cause things like OCD. So if the person is already keeping the kosher law, he needs to take it to the next level and become super strict in the level of their observance of the kosher law. And there's many things to it. It's the amount of time that is a break between meat and kosher, being very particular with a lot of things. Even off the kosher diet is the entire nutrition. Unfortunately, in our generation, the nutrition that most people eat is real poison. The nutrition is full of chemicals and food coloring and preservatives and GMO and MSG and all these chemicals. These chemicals that really poison the food, that totally affects the brain. This is proven. Of course, the main food manufacturers, they don't want you to know that because it's all about money. But 90% of the food that we consume in our generation is literally poison, and it's known that it directly affects the brain. That's why you see that half of the world is depressed and half of the world is not balanced and on medication, because unfortunately the major, you know, food companies and pharmaceutical companies, it's all about money. They want to, you know, put everybody under drugs. So that's one very important thing, is to look at the diet, not only the kosher diet, also the nutrition. But in the spiritual level, the kosher diet is extremely, extremely important. Another thing that is extremely helpful is to go to the mikveh. If it's a man, it's very, very recommended to go every day to the mikveh, because when we go to sleep at night, there's a lot of impurity on our body. And when you wake up in the morning, even though we wash our hands 3 times separately with a cup, it still doesn't remove all this spirit of impurity, which is called ruach tum'ah. And it's highly recommended for a man to go and go into a mikveh every day. If it's for a woman that's suffering from OCD, then the mikveh, she can't just go to the mikveh every day. She has to be married and all the laws of family purity. But for a man, it's extremely recommended to use the mikveh every day. Again, there's not one straight answer for each individual what to do. I've seen many people that they had OCD, and with the right guide, they were able to slowly, slowly reduce it. One extremely powerful way is to learn a lot of Torah, because the Torah directly affects the brain. And the Torah, when a person is toiling in the depth of the Torah, it sharpens the brain. So if it's a man, it's extremely highly recommended that the man will learn at least 2 hours a day Torah, and for many different subjects, in halacha, in gemara, in mysticism, and sharpen the brain. And even the woman is not obligated in learning Torah, but she can still learn Torah. There's no prohibition, and women can still learn read Tehillim, and there's many other things that women can do. So learning Torah is highly recommended. Another thing that is extremely recommended is praying, but praying from the Siddur, from the prayer book, not just talking with your mouth to God, rather praying from the Siddur. Anything that one can do that affects the what's called the mochin, the intellect, will help a person focus his mind. Other than that, it really depends on the individual, because I've seen many people that what affected their OCD is their diet, by having the worst diets ever. They drink Diet Coca-Cola all day long. All they consume is sugar and white flour and all these things that directly affects the brain. So I've seen people that their diet actually helped with OCD. I've seen a few individuals that they took the learning Torah very seriously. I know a few young men that started attending yeshiva, and slowly, slowly their OCD was reduced. There's many more things one can do. Again, it depends on the individual. Another very highly recommended thing to do is to read Kriyat Shema Alamita. Kriyat Shema Alamita is the bedtime prayer right before you go to sleep. And very few people are real particular with this prayer. I think this is one of the most important, if not the most important prayer before we go to bed. Based on the teachings of Kabbalah and mysticism of the Torah, we know that the soul leaves the body at night and goes up to the heavens, and the body is left thrown on the bed, and all sorts of evil spirits and powers of impurity and spirits of impurity, they come to the body to suck some of the holiness that has remained in the body. And it is known that it affects directly people's their mind, their emotions. It's extremely powerful to read Kriyat Shema Alamita. Better to read the entire thing, not to do the shortcuts. And there's many different types of nosachim, of types between Ashkenaz and Sephardi and the nosach of the Arizal. It doesn't really matter, as long as the person actually does it. More than that, anything that brings purity on the body is also extremely recommended. For example, washing the hands with a cup, what is called netilat yadayim. So it's highly recommended to do it first thing in the morning right next to the bed. Again, from the same reason, there's spirits of impurity on the body, and when you wake up, and if you don't wash it right off the body, it sticks with the person. And these spirits of impurity, this what is called ruach tumah, again, is known to affect the mochin, the brain of the person. So one person, it will affect in a way of OCD. Another person, it will affect in a depression. Another person will affect with the person being not balanced. But all the things that bring purity on the body, right away, in a very direct way, will affect the brain. So it means washing the hands when you wake up first thing in the morning. And when I'm saying washing the hands, is not with soap, rather with a cup that you wash three times separately, one on the right, one on the left, and then repeat that three times. Doing that every time a person leaves the bathroom. When a person touches impure things like animals, pets, it can be a dog, it can be a cat. A lot of people have pets at home, and the pets bring impurity. So it's highly recommended that when you finish touching the pet, is again doing the ritual of Netilat Yadayim, what's called Negel Vasser. So anything that brings purity on the body is extremely recommended. That's why I started with the kosher diet, then prayers, then learning, then all sorts of rituals that we know that they guard the body from evil spirits and purity and spirits of impurity. All of this is just as a start. And again, there's no one straight answer to tell, oh, do A, B, C, and it will pass away. Because each individual is different. I've seen many people that they had like very, very strong OCD. And by following a certain guide and practicing it every day, they were able to reduce it. And I found one person that had a very strong OCD. And I told him, besides everything that I just mentioned here, I told him, you should start being OCDing on mitzvot, on the commandments. And when you put your effort, you take something negative that is in your body, but you apply it to something positive, then you will remove this emotion, this unwanted thing from a negative place to a positive place. And I told him, be very OCD of how you fold the tallit and how you fold the straps of the tefillin and how you check the food before you eat and how you separate the utensils of the meat and dairy and how you get dressed. There's a way how to get dressed in halakha, in the Jewish law. There's a way how to get dressed. First you have to put the right hand and the left hand and so forth. So I told him, be OCD on these things. And with the time, with the right guidance, he became very OCD on mitzvot, but that was directed to a positive place that caused him to become much more refined and in a much higher spiritual level, that slowly, slowly the OCD was directed to positive, and slowly, slowly he was able to reduce it. There's a few very more little things that one should be particular that... you know, one should also look into the halakha exactly how to do it, but it's highly recommended to follow these few things. First of all, when you have wet hands, always to wipe it on a towel and not to wipe it on the clothes. A lot of people, what they do is they wipe it on their clothes. This one thing that will also affect the balance of the brain. Another thing is to make sure that one, when they cut their nails, is to cut it in the order what halakha instructs us. And the way to cut it is it's on the right hand, the siman, the way to do it is the fingers are counted by the letters. So the thumb will be Aleph, and then going to the direction of the right, it will be Bet Gimel Dalet Hey. And on the left hand is the other way around. So the thumb will be also Aleph, and then the next one to the left will be Bet Gimel Dalet Hey. And the way to cut the nails is to cut it in the order of Bet De Aga. It means Bet Dalet Aleph Gimel Hey. Go by the order how I mentioned in the fingers. And same thing on the left, but in a different order. De be'aga, dalet, bet, aleph, gimel, hey. And you cut the nails in that order. And after that, you make sure that you either burn the nails or you flush them down the toilet. It's better to burn the nails. But if that's too much of an extreme ritual, then you cover it with a few pieces of toilet paper or tissue and you flush it down the water and you make sure that the nails are not exposed and they're not left behind. More than that, right after the person cuts their nails, they have to, again, wash their hands three times separately to do netilat yadayim, one on the left, one on the right, one on the left, on the right for three times. Which this again causes all sorts of disturbances in the person's mind. Another very important thing is when after a person takes a haircut, it's the same thing to wash their hands right away. So, like I said before, anything that brings purity on a person's body directly affects the brain. So it's recommended that one should go through the books of halacha, even in what's called a kitzur shulchan aruch, just the highlights of the halacha. And learning all the laws of when to do what's called netilat yadayim. And in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and you can find versions in English that will tell you all the laws of when one needs to do netilat yadayim, the washing of the hands with the cup. And in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, one can find the order, how to cut the nails, the hair, all these little things. They might seem very irrelevant, but we know from the teachings of mysticism of the Torah, such as Kabbalah and Zohar and Hasidut, that all the little rituals that do not make sense, they actually do affect our intellect, what's called the mochin, our brain, in a direct way. There's another thing that is recommended. This also can be found in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the order how you tie your shoes. The halacha teaches us that first one needs to put the right shoe on without tying the laces. Then you put the left shoe on, then you tie the left shoe, and then you tie the right shoe. This is the order what halacha teaches us. This is a Kabbalistic explanation to that, why we do that. And when you take off the shoes, first you take off your left shoe, and then you take off your right shoe. Again, these little things might seem very irrelevant and not so important, but they have mystical reasons why we do that. Besides, for the same reason that I said before to that same young individual, be OCD on the mitzvot, then when one is focused and being, you know, OCD on how to do the mitzvah, it takes it away off from the negative thing. And each individual, the powers of the soul are completely different. And they being driven by the elements that build the structure of the soul. We know that in the world everything is built from four elements. And the elements are fire, water, earth, and air. And each individual, his soul is built from a different amount of percentage of each element. So one person will have a very dominating element of fire, and then the other ones will be not so dominating, and so forth. There's an in-depth explanation about that. But the point is that each soul is working on a kind of a different system. So some people, their nature of the soul is to be OCD. It just needs to be directed on Torah and mitzvahs, and when it's used to a very positive thing, then it's directed to the right place. And then the OCD starts diminishing and diminishing and diminishing. So, again, this is a very general idea what one should do about OCD. This is not like a 100% instructions that will guarantee that it will pass. It depends on the individual. Depends. The individual also needs the right guidance. But needless to say that all these things that I mentioned now, if it's done the right way, according to the teachings of the Torah, it should start reducing the problem. And there's many other things, but I would suggest that as a first stage, you start with that and follow all the little things that I said, mainly whatever has to do with nutrition and purity and Torah and mitzvot. Mezad Hashem,